almost finished here? Yeah? Well, when this is wrapped up, would you mind coming back to the house? There's something I'd like to talk to you about. Don't look so concerned, dear. You aren't in trouble. This is more of a personal thing. Think of it as a social call, if you'd like. What can I say? I get bored when you're gone. Oh, come on! It's not like you haven't stayed over after work before. Remember Memorial Day? When I got you buzzed and taught you my apple pie recipe? Sure. I convinced you to bake it all by yourself while I drank on the couch. But that was part of the fun. You can't lie to me. I know you secretly love unwinding with the boss lady. Plus, I already made iced tea, so you don't really have a choice now. That's what I like to hear. All right, pretty boy. I'll see you in a bit. Don't work yourself too hard. Ah, there's my little human. Sit down, sweetheart. You're probably pretty tired. I certainly am. It was a long day, wasn't it? Especially for you. Thanks again for fixing those fences, by the way. It's a huge help. I'd been meaning to get to them for ages, but there never seemed to be enough time. Oh, working on a farm can be exhausting. There's no doubt about that. Still, I'd take it over slaving away in an office any day. I figure you're the same. We aren't suited to that kind of life. Sitting under those horrible fluorescent lights, staring at a computer screen till our eyes bleed. It just doesn't fit us. I used to have a job at a law firm, actually, years and years ago. They were even talking about making me a partner. But I ended up quitting before that could happen. I just couldn't stand the place. What? Finding it hard to imagine me in a suit and tie, chatting away at the water cooler? Guess that isn't too surprising. I really did stick out like a sore thumb. I mean, I towered above everyone else in the office. Ugh, my friends used to call me the Colossus and joke that I could bench press them if I wanted to. The funny thing is, when people heard I was a sheep girl, they usually assumed I was some sweet little lamb. But that image would shatter the moment we met and they came face to face with my gnarled horns. I can't tell you how many times I was mistaken for a ram. Not that I could blame them. It wasn't too far from the truth. Though, in the end, they wouldn't have cared if I was a minotaur or a centaur. The clients liked me, and I worked harder than anyone else at the office. Probably harder than I should have. In fact, you remind me of how I was back then, always putting everything into the smallest tasks, sacrificing blood, sweat, and tears in exchange for little approval from the boss. It's pretty impressive to watch. But I worry about you, sweetie. You don't have to break your back to get me to praise you. You're already doing wonderfully. Plus, why would I need an excuse to spoil my precious little human? So please, take it a bit slower from now on. I don't want to risk you getting burnt out Or worse, being scared off from all the working here at all? Frankly, you're too valuable to lose. In more ways than one. Oh, darling, as much as I adore you, you can be incredibly dense sometimes. This isn't as simple as hiring another farmhand. No one could ever replace you. I'm serious. I managed the farm by myself for years before you came, and that's what I'd go back to if you'd left today. It wouldn't be ideal, but I'd rather end every day exhausted and covered in sweat than see someone else try to fill your shoes. You don't understand. Having to start again with a new farmhand, teaching them your responsibilities, then to watch the fields in the morning, knowing the figure toiling away in them isn't you. No, I just couldn't bear that. They'd be a pale imitation at best, and at worst, serve as a constant reminder of what I'd lost, of what could have been. Well, of course, I'd be upset if we were separated. Even talking about it is putting me on edge. Hell, the mere thought of it makes my blood boil. I care about you. Maybe more than what is healthy. I mean, do you understand how fucking pissed off I get when you leave at night? How hard I try to come up with excuses for you to stay? And who do you think is on my mind when I walk back to this empty house? Who I dream is lying beside me when I wake up cold and alone? I don't want anyone else. It's not as if I've tried to hide how I feel about you. Drink your tea, sweetheart. It's gonna get watered down if you wait too long. Good boy. Have as much as you'd like. I made plenty for us to share. Quite the sensitive palate you have, darling. I don't usually add honey. So that must be what you're tasting. Nice, isn't it? I figured you enjoy a cool drink while we had this little chat of ours. Something to calm you down, make you think clearer. It certainly eased my nerves a bit. This is slightly more difficult than I imagined. I don't usually have trouble speaking my mind. But then again, it isn't every day you, propose to your mate. I have a proposition to you. A work proposition. Yes, that's it. What did you think I said? Oh, a lovely idea, actually. Let's say, hypothetically, I was referring to a domestic partnership. Would you be interested in such an arrangement? With me, that is. Just curious. Anyway, to go back to business. Your contract with me is ending soon, isn't it? In a few more weeks, you'll be free to leave this place for good. I might not ever see you again. After all, you only started as a seasonal worker, someone to help me get through the busy months. It wouldn't be surprising for you to move on once the job is done. That doesn't have to be the case, however. Have you given any thought to staying? It's okay to be unsure. Like I said, this is draining work, especially for a human. Which is why I'm willing to offer some extra incentives. In fact, I'd like to hire you in a more permanent position. Or maybe hire isn't the right word for it. You aren't a prostitute. Fuck, okay. I'm just gonna come out and ask you, will you be my husband? Oh dear. No. It's all right. That's why we have napkins. You know, this is the first time I've actually seen a spit take in real life. I've always thought that that was something they did in movies. Yeah, well, guess I was wrong. Would you care for another glass of tea? It's no trouble. I really did make more than I should have. Yeah? There you go, darling. Try to take smaller sips this time, all right? Good boy. Am I to take that as a no, then? I understand. It was a long shot. Anyway, I'm sorry? Oh, of course. No. You aren't being unreasonable at all, darling. I can see how you only might think I was joking. Humans don't tend to be as direct as us monster girls. We find your elaborate courtships tiresome. And, well, they are. Why hold back when your adorable little pet is trembling before you, practically begging to be pushed onto his back and fucked? Tell me, darling, when you look at your mistress so timidly, so sweetly, how is she supposed to resist mounting you? Or that's what it's like for most monster girls. More often, we simply claim our mates. A practice human males consider unromantic. To hear such a brazen proposal, it's no wonder you were shocked. Especially since I'm a sheep girl, rather than, say, a she-wolf. But, I swear, I'm very serious about this. I want to take you as mine. Is that really so strange? I'd have to be completely heartless to ignore the bond we have, to pretend those days we spent together didn't mean anything. I used to think I was happy here by myself, that I could live out the rest of my days on this farm with the land as my only companion. What a fool I was. I'm no monk. And as beautiful as this valley is, nothing will ever stir my heart like you have. I love you. You're my little human. You weren't supposed to leave me. When I first came here, it was supposed to be a fresh start. I had enough of the corporate life, spent too many good years chasing a paycheck. More than that, though, I was simply tired of trying to fit in. Honestly, I've always felt uncomfortable out there. I'm sure you've noticed that I'm a little bigger than other sheep girls. Okay, a lot bigger. Hell, I'm at least a foot taller than you. And much, much stronger. Doesn't that seem odd? Most sheep girls wouldn't last a day in your job, let alone be able to run the whole farm by themselves. And don't you think I'm pretty aggressive for just an ewe? There's a reason so many of us end up as mates, you know. Compared to the stereotypical image, I'm almost masculine. Closer to a ram than a ewe. Well, there's a reason for that. Do you know what a free Martin is, sweetie? It's okay if you don't. The term isn't used too often. It's a little outdated. That said, I haven't found a better way to describe myself. See, I'm a chimera of sorts. Sheep born as free Martins have both male and female traits. But in my case, I'm taller and more muscular than a normal sheep girl. But apart from the obvious differences, I'm also infertile. I thought you should know that first. One of the negatives of being a free Martin, I guess. It's funny. I've always been confident in who I am. Yet, those years I spent in corporate, the world just felt wrong. There was a subtle, constant pressure not to stand out, and I think I started internalizing that attitude. Suddenly, I found myself looking in the mirror, wishing I were a little bit shorter, or my shoulders a little less broad. I don't know. It's not really like people really treated me any differently. The issue was more pervasive than that. Despite how hard I worked, I couldn't shake this feeling of inadequacy, as if I was fundamentally wrong for the job, a dissonant chord in a band march. Towards the end, simply going into the office made me paranoid. I worried about every little thing I said, everything I did, afraid at any moment I'd be outed as a fraud. There was never an opportunity to relax. Survival meant fighting against the current, and eventually my footing was going to slip. Then, one day, I realized I could simply get out of the water. So that's what I did. I left my old life behind, came here, and bought this farm. Of course, my friends all thought I was crazy, but I didn't care. I'd done what I had to do, more or less. And there's so much to love in this valley. We're surrounded by green fields and old forests on all sides. You could walk for miles and the tallest structure you'd come across is a silo. Look through the window, sweetie. What do you see? Soil you labored over with your own hands, and in it the crops we planted together. Thin clouds are ambling along, their edges stained purple in the twilight sky. The horizon is open, unbounded. We're alone here, you and I. No one can tell us what to do. If we want to make a bonfire and hold each other as the embers crackle, we can. The land won't judge us. The barnyard owl won't wag its finger in disapproval. Have you ever felt so free? Keep staring outside, darling. The sight soothes the soul, doesn't it? Now imagine leaving this place and being locked in some sterile office, trading birdsong for the whir of an air conditioner, feeling every day that your bright spirit dim in that catacomb of the living. Would you really be willing to return to such a life? Perhaps it's a moot point. Like they say, you can't go home again. Even if I were to walk back into my old practice and sit at that cluttered desk, it wouldn't be the same. My heart belongs to these fields now. These fields and you. I know I should be happy, being able to live like this, that I can afford such a luxury, but it isn't enough. All I've seen on my lonesome is the wild storms with the roaring thunder, the full moon rolling over her retinue of stars. Nothing is as beautiful as you. Such a sweet thing, already flustered. I'm not embarrassing you, am I? Sorry, dear. I just love smothering my good boy with affection. But you already knew that. I've taken really good care of you so far, haven't I? Made sure you got plenty of breaks, lent you books from my library. And when we went into town for supplies, I can't resist buying you a few presents as well. Just imagine what it'd be like if you were my husband, lying in my lap while I read after a long day of work, feeling my fingers run through your hair. That's all you wish for, isn't it? To hear your wife whisper that she loves you as you drift asleep. Sweet boy, don't you want a strong hand to guide you? A best friend to spend the rest of your days with? So shy, I can practically hear your heart thumping in your chest. There's no reason to hide it. That hidden longing will come out eventually. I know from experience. Love's like a root. It may seem weak at first, but left alone, given room and water to grow, it can break boulders. So why resist? We're perfect for each other, and the farm could be a wonderful home for us. Oh, little one, won't you stay here with me? Oh, of course, sweetheart. Take as much time as you need. There's no rush to make a decision now. Regardless of where you go or how far you travel, I will be waiting, ready to bring you back into my embrace. If you felt like it, you could even live in the city for a little bit, get a taste of the corporate world. Not too appealing, huh? That's all right. This position will still be open for you. Marriage certainly isn't a job requirement, so you know. So don't feel as if you have to leave to make a decision. I promise I won't make things awkward while we're working. Huh? No, that wouldn't be any trouble at all. Though staying in the guest room is out of the question. Sorry, cutie pie. I'm not having you sleep on the couch either. Uh-huh. There's plenty of room in my bed. Don't worry. you'll be safe. After all, I'm just a cuddly sheep girl. Yeah, in that case, I'll be sure to hold you really close, little spoon. I can't have my good boy worrying about the she-wolf coming to steal him away at night, and leaving you alone would be reckless. To tell the truth, I have heard howling in the night. So rest assured, sweetie, if a predator does come stalking, I'll knock them away with my horns. What? Can't I be a mama bear too? Even if I am a sheep. And well, can't actually have children. There's nothing to apologize for. We'll just adopt our lambs. Plus. Hey. It's okay. I'm telling you this because you're the man who's going to be my husband. Love blooms from understanding, darling, and I want you to know everything about me. That way, when you call my name in ecstasy, it'll sound so much sweeter. Baby, what's wrong? Ever since I walked behind your chair, you got all tense. Don't you like being close to me? Feeling my hands on your shoulders? How about I kneel down and plant soft little kisses along your neck? Yeah, that feels nice, doesn't it? Good boy. Just tell me if you don't want this, okay? I won't go any further if you feel unsafe. It's just I've been pent up for a while and I can barely hold myself back. You sure, sweetie? Just because I already started, that doesn't mean you consented. And I couldn't stand if I hurt my adorable human. Fuck. Begging like a slap for more? Oh, you really know how to push my buttons, don't you? Too bad we're so far away from the other farms. You would have looked adorable trying to hide these hickeys. That doesn't mean I'm gonna stop, though. Yeah, I love marking you, baby. How about I nibble on those little earlobes of yours? Sweetie, your jeans look like they're getting a little tighter. Are you already hard for me? Twitching through your pants. Good boy. Grind into my hand. I'm gonna make you feel really good. Now let's get this shirt off. Oh, whoops. I didn't mean to do that. You liked it? My submissive little pet. When did you become so honest? Or are you just excited at the thought of being used by me? I'm not sure, sweetheart. I don't think I can be rough with my precious boy. Especially when you're so vulnerable, trembling in that chair like a scared animal. Aw, do you want my mouth back on you so badly? Alright, but only if you ask nicely. Only if you admit to me that you're mine. Come on, little lamb. Say it clearly. Tell me how much of a slut you are. Good boy. Let's go to the bedroom, okay? No, stay still. I'm gonna carry you like a prince. Ready? Hold tight then. And up you go.